Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Inger, today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
So today we're here at the Olympia in Orlando, Florida, and wellness, the newest category, very new to the Olympia, first year for it, has just come off stage at pre-judging, and we here have Casey DeLong. Welcome to the show, Casey.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you. So you have quite the story.
Yes.
We are sitting here talking, and I'm blown away. We're both the same age, so that's pretty cool. Can you tell us just a little bit about yourself, like your family, where you're from?
Yeah.
How old you are?
So I am a 41-year-old housewife, technically. I retired from the IRS. Due to medical issues, a brain tumor. I have 5 beautiful children, the oldest being 22 and the youngest being 7. The ranges in between are 7, 12, 14, 15, and 22. I am the wife of a military man. He's an active duty soldier at Fort Benning, Georgia. And we live in a big farm and have lots of animals, and I'm a bodybuilder, an Olympian.
Yeah, and we are the unicorn. That is our mascot. So... I wanted you to share what's your nickname about the unicorn?
I'm called Unicorn Trainer. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about what you do then for a living.
So in my spare time, I train horses. All my horses are trained like glorified dogs. I have a big giant 17 hand. I just gelded them actually, that bows. And then my 14 hand, Pasofino bows and lays down for me on command. I've broke all my horses myself, but when I get to it, I actually have a few mini horses that have been trained for therapy, and I take them downtown shopping, and during Christmas, I put bells on them and walk them through the hospitals and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
They're little minis. They're about 30 inches tall.
So what got you into competing?
I was diagnosed with a brain tumor after my son, and I was on a lot of medications to stop the tumor from growing. And when I came off of the medications... They gave me a bunch more that made me feel like I was living in a cloud. And I said, enough. I'm going to do this the natural way. Well, as natural as possible. So we pulled all my medications except for one that treats the seizures and cleaned up my diet. I don't drink alcohol. I don't drink soda or energy drinks. I don't take pre-workouts. I don't take anything. I lift and eat and I take good supplements. And that's how I learned to do it. And lifting became a way to curb stress and energy, so it took my seizures down from 4 or 5 a week down to 1 every 12 to 16 weeks. So it's a godsend.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, based off of that information, Casey, how do you structure your workouts to still be able to continue when you have prone seizures or things going on with your health? Do you do something specific with your workout routine?
So my body is my big talker, right? Our bodies talk to us. My body tells me about diet, what I want to eat, what I don't want to eat. A lot of women don't know, but your diet literally affects, in your mouth is where everything starts. So when you put something in your body, that could actually be prone to a seizure. Everyone, all these girls, their stomach, it bloats, it does all this. I'm like, okay, stop. Your body's trying to talk to you. I never bloat. I'm never ill on prep. I'm never anything because I listen to my body. Same thing for the seizures. The seizures try to tell me. It typically gives me a warning system. It'll be, okay, I can't see out of my right eye today. I should probably not train. Or I can't lift my right arm as strong as I normally do. Maybe I should just stay home today. Or my husband will tell me my speech is slurred. I'm definitely not going to train today. But typically, because of the workouts actually help my body prevent seizures, it's not a problem. The only time I have issues from the seizures is when I'm depleted, when I'm in a deficit for a show.
Yes.
So
that makes sense. A little bit more stress on your
physique. On my body, on your intestinal tract.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I guess, again, it all starts in your mouth. Everything, all the diet, stomach, head, all of it does.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
And when did you start competing? What year?
I started competing, I was lifting for many years, about 2011. I was not very good at it. Nobody wanted to teach me. Everyone told me I'd never make it. They told me I didn't have the body. I had kids. that I would never succeed. And 2016, I got sick of being told no, and I said, yes, I can.
I love that.
I went, started training, you know, like I'm really going to be serious about this and take my diet serious for cut. And actually did my first NPC show. I did a total of 6 shows before I got my pro card in 2018.
Wow.
Started competing instantly as a pro in 2018. And as a bikini pro, I was not very successful. My glutes were just too big for my body. And then wellness came around. And again, I was told I'd never place in an open wellness show, an open pro show of any kind. I would never transition successfully from bikini to wellness. Not only did I transition successfully, I won a show. I was the first American to win a wellness show. And not only have I won one show, I've won two. I'm the only American qualified for 2022 Olympia right now.
Wow.
That's so exciting. So what was the, first of all, how did you win your pro card? What show was that?
I won my pro card at Masters Nationals. I'm a master athlete.
Okay. So you're obviously age class?
Yes. I won it at 35 at the time.
Okay.
I was 38 when I won it.
Okay. And your pro shows that you, did you ever compete as a bikini pro?
I competed as a bikini pro nine or ten times. Ten times.
Oh,
open,
wow.
All open.
Okay. And how'd you do?
My best placement was 6th. My worst placement was 14th.
Okay. And with your wellness shows that you've done, what were the two that qualified you for this year and then the one that's qualified you for next year?
So I won Puerto Rico Pro out of a stacked class of 16.
Oh, wow.
And it was a clear win. Everyone said so. Even the judges are like, Casey clearly had it. The feedback again, though, they said, Casey, you won it conditioning glutes, but we still need a little more quad. And then I went to San Antonio. I do have more quad from Puerto Rico, but the truth is I'm 5'8", and I was the tallest girl on stage today. I still need more, and I'm going to continue to grow. But San Antonio is where I walked in and won it again. So,
awesome. Okay. Did you?
Yeah. So I know that you've just finished. You stepped off stage
I
with
did.
The Olympia. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Yay,
yeah.
Me.
So what are your plans moving forward with competition since you're qualified for next
year?
Yeah,
well, my goal actually was never to make the Olympia. My goal in life has always been to step on the Arnold stage and be done.
Oh.
But now that I've won 2 pro shows and I've been on the Olympia stage, I'm going to submit my application letter for the 2022 inaugural Wellness Arnold. And I will be on both, hopefully get accepted and be on both stages. For the first time, and then I will compete at Pittsburgh again next year because that's where it all started, and then stop all the way up until Olympia next year.
I love that. What a great plan.
Yeah, and then
yes.
I'm done. I think I'm going to retire, actually.
Okay, so you have a big year coming up.
I do, and everyone says, why? You've got so much more time. Because I'm a mom of 5 kids.
Yeah.
And I want to end it on a good note, and I'm tired.
Yeah.
I just want to be a mom. I want to eat, lift, and promote the sport.
Yes, you are definitely a good representation, specifically wellness, too. So
I appreciate
it. We're super happy to have you.
Thank you.
So tell us about your family. Has their diet changed? Have you had an effect on
them? Oh, my gosh.
With exercise? So tell us about that.
As far as exercise, my one son is a gamer, so no. my oldest daughter was 200 pounds at her highest weight, 5'1". And she is now 115. So,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And then
okay.
My 2 middle children, Charlie's and Dash, they are both track runners and cross-country runners.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, it's affected their diets, as in they'll eat everything. The only child in the house that drinks soda is my eldest son, who's the gamer.
Okay.
That's it. Other than that, he prefers Raisin Nut Bran as far as cereal goes. He'll go in the closet and grab one of my granola bars, my protein bars. He's loves vegetables. He's not, like, if we get pizza, it's 1 or 2 slices and he's done. All my kids are built like me, just lean abs, you know. And my son, Dash, he doesn't even eat ice cream. Like, we have these big cookies, and it'll be, like, they'll take one cookie, and it'll take the whole week to eat it.
Oh, wow.
And the hard part for me is when I'm in cut, I buy everything because it looks good. But when I'm in bulk, I'm like, I would never eat that. Why would I? Because I want my kids to eat it, and they'll take a bite, and they're like, Mom, this is horrible. They hate processed cereals. They hate, like, the worst cereal they eat is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah, so they are very good eaters. They love granola bars, applesauce cups, peach cups. They love Gatorade. That's their choice. 100% juice in their juice boxes. They're good kids. The worst they eat is my one daughter loves Talkie chips.
Yeah, my daughter loves those too.
My other son,
exactly,
Dash, loves caramel corn. This one loves salt and vinegar. And the oldest one loves Funyuns.
Yeah, we have her 7-year-old here. He watched the Olympia, which is awesome. So in terms of your relationship with Trifecta and things like that, can you tell us about that?
Trifecta is amazing. They stepped in the last month of my prep, knowing I was under a lot of stress, and provided me my meals. And it just saved me so much time, because that last month I was traveling a lot for seminars and the Olympia and training, and so I didn't have to prep. I just threw my Trifectas in a bag and I was like, bye.
And you live in Georgia.
Yes.
So where were you training? Did you come here for a little bit? Or
I came here a week prior to the show because I need just downtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything unique about your training, especially when you made the transition from a bikini pro to a wellness pro, that you would say, you know, had to significantly change?
My glute, they call me the glute master because my glutes are 100% real. I'm 5'8" and my glutes are as big as Angela's, but I'm 100% natural. Like it's real, like real glutes. I have the ability to put glutes on anybody. Even girls who are like, I've been trying, I can do it. The problem with me is that my quads, because I'm so tall and I have a long femur, my quad muscle is elongated. So I've put on my quads significant mass. I went from 19 inches in diameter to 25.
Wow.
Yeah. I just need another inch and a half on each quad. And it's going to take a little more time. But significant training is, I train lower body 4 times a week.
So what are these glute tips? that
was my question,
the
too.
The glute tips are everything starts in our feet. A lot of women, when you guys are targeting your glutes, your foot pressure is incorrect.
Yeah.
So you need to think about that. Just sit down in a chair one day at an airport when you're waiting to check into a flight and watch women walk. Look at quad-dominant women. Look at women with big glutes, natural glutes. Look at women with big hamstrings, women with big calves. And look at their shoes and how they're worn. And it will answer every question you have.
So do you train without shoes?
Well, depending on what I'm doing, I actually do a lot of training without shoes. Because the pressure on your feet is actually, your feet are the strongest muscle bones in your body. Really, it is. So for me, I do a lot of my training barefoot, unless it's the leg press, because I don't want my socks to slip on the press.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Other than that, yeah.
Yeah, I love that tip. I found that too, that's really helped with my lower body training to not have my shoes on. So I love that you shared that.
Yeah, I also do not do any more squats in the squat rack, ever.
Why is
that? Everything
is
through a belt squat. Because I am a tall girl and I've had 5 children. So they consider, my waist isn't wide anymore, but my waist was wide from squatting. Because a lot of women don't realize when you squat, you have something called a wink. And your lower back, your lumbar is taking 20 to 30% of that weight. So it's widening your obliques. Your obliques are engaging to lift the weight. When you use a belt squat, all the pressure is coming through your hips like it should.
Yes.
So your hips and your legs should take the weight, not your lumbar at all. When you do a high bar squat, everything starts in your back.
These are great tips. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, my gym just got one of those. I'm excited to use it now.
If you need any tips, hit me up. I got you.
So tell us about, do you do glute activation? What kind of recovery do you do to get mobility? When you talk about foot positions, are you talking like toes out or just weight in the heel?
No.
Okay, so give us all of the details.
So as far as recovery for my body, my husband helps me stretch every night, and they're very awkward stretches. Like, he has to lay his body across mine to go into, like, to open up my hips, TFLs, my hip flexors, everything. So that's my recovery. I don't typically like massages. I don't like to be touched. Like, my husband, great, that's a personal thing, but not when we're talking. Like, I'll be like, babe, bro, my leg, it hurts. That's different. But when a massage therapist, it's not a comfort thing for me. Now, the chiropractor, I believe in that immensely, at least every 2 weeks. As far as foot pressure goes, a lot of women, have you ever seen how they're quad dominant? Watch them walk. They walk on their toes.
Right.
You watch a woman who's glute dominant. Watch how I walk. I walk like a duck. A goose, I waddle. So all the pressure is in my heels and the exterior of my feet. For me to engage quads, I have to move that pressure forward and take my heels out of it. So these are the tips you need to address. Also, lifting goes from your feet to your knees to your hips to your knees to your feet. So a lot of women, you guys don't stretch. You need to start stretching. Because if you don't stretch, quad dominant women are going to stay quad dominant, and glute dominant women are going to stay glute dominant.
Yeah. Okay. So anything about your nutrition that's changed from being a bikini competitor? Anything about cardio?
I do zero cardio.
Zero cardio.
And I will say this.
And is that a change from bikini?
Yes. Cardio is an hour a day in bikini.
Okay.
So Trifecta, by the way, just going back on that. You guys have the best chicken tenders and chicken breast. It's so tender. I don't know how you guys cook it. I mean, it's not, it's bland on purpose, but I have never had chicken so dang tender. I'm not kidding you. Anyway, my diet is very clean. I actually like tilapia, and I like chicken. I like brown rice, and I eat more. So it's the same bikini stuff, but it's just more. I eat more, like 150, 200 grams of cooked brown rice in every meal.
That's great. Do you have anything that you use on a regular basis to track progress outside of, like, do you do, like, body fat composition?
Yes.
You do that?
Every month, just to maintain. I don't like my body fat to go above 14% in an off season.
Okay.
Because I only like to do a 6-week cut because I am an ectomorph. So being an ectomorph, anything more than a 6 to 8 week cut, I start to lose muscle.
That makes sense.
So I do track body fat immensely. Water is different than body fat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the scale can go up as long as it's water, as
right.
long as I'm maintaining body fat. So, yeah, I do a body composition at least every month.
What do you use to measure that?
The pod on post.
The pod on post.
It's a pod.
Oh,
the body
yes,
pod.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
That's great. So every month you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I also had another training question. I know we're circling
it's okay.
around to that, but I know that you're training your lower body 4 times
uh-huh.
a week.
Yes.
How often do you hit your upper body?
Twice, and it's barely at all.
Oh.
Because they don't want it.
Yeah.
Glutes, hamstrings Monday, or say I start on a Sunday. Glute, hamstrings Sunday, quads Monday, shoulders Tuesday, back Wednesday. Glutes, hamstrings Thursday, quads Friday, Saturday rest.
Okay.
And on my leg days, those are the days where I have, so how I do it in the off season to maintain my body fat, I eat clean meals 1 through 5, nothing changes. I just add in almond butter or more of the oatmeal with nuts or something. And then meal 6 at night is with my family. Whatever they eat, I eat. And I have a glass of wine. That's it. And cookies. I eat OCD cookies. I'm not kidding you. She makes 8 traditional cookies that are 350 to 450 calories. Oh, my God. And they're your macros. So I eat half a cookie before leg day and half a cookie after.
So did you, just so I could clarify that, the wine is in the improvement season
yes.
or during your cut?
I cut out. So wine and cut will be consistent when I start a deficit. I start cutting things out slowly. I cut out dairy first. Then I cut out my meals with my family. And then wine is the last thing to go.
Okay.
Because wine for me is my happy place. And it's only 1 glass, but when it's, because I stretch with it. I stretch every night with it. It's my, relaxes my body. I stretch. Everything's good. The real hangry mommy doesn't come out, huh, daddy, until the wine is gone.
Okay, so that's definitely happening tonight, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, came on.
So what is your number one, like, refeed / cheat meal that, where are you guys going tonight, I guess, to celebrate?
We love a little Italian restaurant down the road called Maggiano's. And I've been talking about it, so we're going to go there. And then the other thing is we're going to probably just go get some French fries by the pool because my son wants French fries. I'm going to get a Starbucks pumpkin latte because I want one so bad. And then typically a refuel for me in prep and cut is, believe it or not, something stupid. I love air fried French fries, chicken breast, and cheese.
Okay.
As stupid as that is, that's like a great refuel for me. Yeah.
And so have you always had the same coach? This is totally off topic, but have you always had the same coach for wellness and for bikini?
The Baby Hulk is my coach for wellness. He is the one who got me my win.
Okay. And so did you find that there was, you know, like a different, obviously you mentioned that you now don't do cardio, you're eating more food. Was there anything that he helped you with?
Well, so he's more of a pair of eyes for me. I do a lot of my own. I do all my own training. He trains my quads, and he's changed them significantly. I do all my only glute, hamstring, and upper body training. I do my own diet. He's the one who'd be like, he'll just tell me, looks like you're having too much brown rice. Let's cut that back a little bit. Okay. Or, hey, Casey, we need to add a little more carbs. You're looking flat. Or it's time to cut the wine, Casey. And I'll be like, arr! He's more a guidance. So we're more of a team now at this point. I knew a lot coming in as a pro. I knew my body. I know my body. I know other women's body very well. And I'm able to, him and I, to sit down and say, hey, he is very knowledgeable on quad training, wellness in itself, and just like supplementations, EAAs, BCAAs, all that stuff and where to put them. So he's been able to give me a little more knowledge on that, that I wasn't taking enough or I was taking too much, to help me get my muscles to be exactly where they need to be. But I do my own diet, and I do, like I say, my own glute and hamstring training, all of that.
So tell us a little bit about how you made it to your pro card without a coach then, because that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
today, right?
I went pro as a bikini athlete when I was told I couldn't do it by myself, 100% natural. And I was told that I didn't have the body and I would never make it. I'm sick of being told no. For every woman out there, especially master athletes, moms, and the tall girls, I want you guys to know something. Don't let anyone stand in your way. Run them over if you have to. And every time they tell you no, stand up and scream, yes, I can. You might not ever make that Olympia stage, but you can make your goals in life. I have made all of mine and then some. And every time someone tells me no, you just add fuel to my fire.
So did you have a background in athletics growing up?
No. I ran track as a girl. That was it.
Okay. All right.
I was called Bubble Butt as a girl. I had a big butt.
So tell us about your posing. You know, that's...
Is it good today?
Yeah. So tell us, how do you have a posing coach?
Originally, my posing coach was Phoebe Hagen at the Posing Portal. I haven't worked with her since May of this year. You eventually outgrow your coach, everything. My posing at Puerto Rico up through San Antonio, and even the show was all me, my own. In fact, I got feedback from the judges when I left the stage today. Feedback was, again, more quads. That's it, Casey, a little bit because of my height. But they said my posing was elegant and beautiful. So I was really happy with it. I don't think I looked out of place. I mean, I was very happy with it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you definitely were very captivating up there.
Thank you.
I love the wellness posing. I think it is like so interesting to watch. You girls look like you're having so much fun up there.
Yeah.
So I just love it.
I'm definitely not the flamboyant one. I'm more of the slow, elegant, older lady one.
There's a taste or a style to each person. And I just think it's what makes it interesting.
If
everybody came out there the same, it wouldn't be as captivating.
No.
But it's like you don't know what you're going to get.
Yep.
And that's what I love about it.
I loved it. I loved watching all the girls today.
Yeah. I mean, with this sport being so new, I think that there's a lot of nuances and they're kind of learning as they go. I mean, even Sandy Williamson at a posing seminar this year said, you know, they kind of realized they had to standardize a front pose because everybody was kind of doing their own thing. And JM was talking about how, you know, you have to hit each quarter turn in your individual. Are there any tips that you have for people that are just, you know, either transitioning from bikini or starting it for the first time, some newcomers into wellness? What are some words of advice when it comes to posing?
Definitely get a posing coach. Do not wing it. Watch the people that have... I would take the Olympians and get their posing down and start learning there. And then get a posing coach and say, this is the posing I like. But make sure your posing coach knows what's best for your body, because not every position works the same for everyone. But also, the best thing I can tell girls transitioning into wellness, it's a marathon. It is not a sprint. I never expected to make the Olympia stage. I'm shocked that I made it and to have made it twice. So I'm going to tell you guys, take the time to grow. Take the time to get those muscles, because today was a prime example. Am I sad that I didn't place in the top 10? No. Am I excited that I'm going again in 2022? Heck yes. I have time to grow, and I'm going to take this next 8 to 10 months, and I'm going to grow. I'll bring back a better Casey.
That's awesome. So we were just talking about your suit right before we hopped on, and Angel Competition Bikinis, one of our coaches, Deb, was your suit stylist. So Tell us about how it's going to be the prototype. And
it's going to be the prototype. It's absolutely a beautiful suit. The suit I'm going to wear next year, I want it to be blue and black. But yeah, Deb's taking this suit. I'm leaving here with her today. She's going to nab it from me. But, you know, Angel Competition has been they've been really good with me. They've helped me out a lot, and I'm excited to work with them this year. Really, I am. Yeah.
That's excellent. Yeah, and it looked beautiful on you.
Thank you.
Yes. So what is your favorite thing about competing?
The challenge. And then always my refuel after a show, believe it or not. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. If you had any words of advice for not only new competitors, but people that, you know, they've been really trying to grind it out for their pro card, what are some things that you would tell those competitors?
Don't give up. If it's truly a dream, make sure your coach is doing for you what you're paying them to do for you. That's the number one thing. Get words of advice from someone you admire, because that truly can help. I must get 15, 20 messages a day from women who are aspiring to compete, not just in wellness, but compete. And they tell me, you know, you're a huge inspiration because you never gave up. And that is the thing. You, if you want it, you have to dedicate to it. And it doesn't mean eating cheeseburgers at night. It means sticking to a structure, eating the same thing all day, every day. I have been eating the same food for 2 years. The only meals I eat that are not any different are dinner. That's it. And you have to be dedicated, because if you're not, I mean, look, I'm a mother of four, I'm a mother of five kids, and I'm 41, going to be 42 in 3 weeks. I don't have the body of a 42-year-old. And that's because my body knows what to put in, what I'm going to put into it. That's it.
So do you have any advice for mothers and those Masters competitors like myself?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. Do not let anyone put you in the master box. There's going to be a Masters championship this year. Oh, I'm competing, first
off. Yeah.
Second, just because you're a master doesn't mean you're washed up. And just because you're a mom and have kids, it doesn't mean you're done. I'm sick and tired of people saying that. Yeah, we're not all 25-year-olds. There's a lot of young girls on stage with me today. And they all were amazing. But guess what? We are too. So keep going. Push through it and scream, yes, I can.
So I love that you don't let anything limit you. It's not age that limits you. It's not someone's words that limit you. You are very, like, focused on your goal, and you really embody or know what your purpose is.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there anything that really helped that come, like, to fruition for you, to help you, like, focus in that way? What is it that kind of keeps you mentally in that zone?
I've been knocked down very many times by those who were closest to me, especially. And when I tell you knocked down, years of being knocked down, depression, crying, sad, and you finally get to a point where your people are telling you you're not good enough, and you begin to believe it, and then eventually you realize they've sucked all the life out of you, and you were this happy-go-lucky person that's dead inside. And you have to eventually realize, if you don't flip that switch and stand up and say, I don't want to be this person anymore. I want to be the Casey that was happy and sunshine and laughter and love and kindness. So I stood up and I finally said, I'm going to prove everybody who told me I couldn't, everybody who told me that my body wasn't good enough, that my mind wasn't good enough, that I had a brain tumor, that I couldn't do it, that I can do it. And so I no longer let any hateful words. I'm backstage. I love everybody. I'm kind to everybody. I'm backstage after this show. Girls are upset, crying. And I'm, hi, guys. Oh, my God, you look so beautiful. Because the truth is, we did. We're here at the Olympia. How many women cry because they didn't make this stage? So never give up. Don't let anyone's hateful words ruin your day. Stand up. Run them over.
What do you find the most challenging part about prep, other than maybe the wine giving up?
When the carbs go away, literally like 2 or 3 weeks out, like the carbs drop from 150 a day. They stop from 300 to 250 to 200 to 150 down to 100. That's when. Yeah, that's the hard part.
Would you say that your peak week is more challenging than other, you know, your prep prior to that is, or do you have, like, barely any changes to your peak week?
My peak week doesn't change anything.
Okay. So it's kind of like smooth.
Yeah, my, I don't have an issue conditioning. I like, this conditioning is easy to gain. I'm like, yeah.
The ectomorph then.
The problem is keeping the muscle in the conditioning.
So do you don't cut water then, or on show day?
We cut water on 2 liters yesterday. That was it.
Okay. So you don't take diuretics or anything like that. Okay.
I don't think I do.
Yeah. This is a great interview, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. You've gone through so much adversity, overcome so many obstacles.
I appreciate it.
And you're an absolute inspiration. You being the same age as me and having kids.
We got to keep moving
more
forward,
babe. Don't
let anyone slow us down.
Yeah, I love your attitude and your philosophy. So thank you so
much
for spending time. I know that you just literally, everyone, listeners, she literally walked off the stage and I saw her in the crowd. So,
yeah, you're like, yay.
So we really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Everything like that. So if you would like to let Casey know how you liked the interview, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast or at Glam Girl Bikini, or you can go ahead and give her a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and let her know what you thought. Tag her on your story. Go ahead and tell our audience how they can, you know, reach out to you, or, you know, I'll put it in the show notes as far as like your Instagram handle and stuff like that.
You can reach out to me through Instagram is the best way. Just go ahead and send me a DM. I love getting messages from women who need help or any kind of inspiration. I'm all about it. I typically respond to everybody. There are days where I get like 40 or 50. I'm like, oh, and I will sit in bed at night. Hold on. Thanks. Yeah. So I truly do respond to everybody. So.
That's great.
I'm that person.
Thank you so much for
being
that person.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Yes, we really appreciate you. So this concludes our episode of Real in Life. We're usually, my co-host and I are usually not together. So we're passing the microphone here today. So our outro will be in person. So this is Amy Enger, your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, signing off with my fabulous co-host.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.